The Lord be with you.
And
also with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage, and they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, first let us be clear about what the Ascension is not. It is not a nostalgic farewell where everybody was left sad. In fact, the Gospel tells us they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. John Paul II, I remember in one Ascension feast, said that what happened with the Ascension is as when a woman is sewing and she inserts the needle in one piece of cloth and goes then through the next piece of cloth, and then she pulls and the two pieces are joined together and made one. And therefore, Jesus came from heaven, entered into the earth, died, rose from the dead, ascended to heaven, and brought heaven and earth together, joined heaven and earth. And so now, here in the world, as we are joined with Christ, we are participating in anticipation of the life of heaven. Well, we have realized that this is not heaven yet. There is still here rebellion, and there is still darkness and confusion in the world. But as we turn to the Lord, as we accept the Lord in our lives and allow Him to reign, we are clothed with power from above, and we are able to overcome the powers of darkness and rebelliousness and live holy lives with this power that God gives us. This is the essence of the good news. We are transformed in as much as we come in contact with Jesus and become His body, His mystical body. So being a Christian is not just about learning some laws about human behavior. It is coming into Christ, into a new life, capable of behaving and living and thinking in a way that before it was for us impossible. This is the transformation that the apostles witnessed to the world. And now the Gospels gather for us to call us to the same experience. Every time we listen to the Word of God with faith, we're not just recalling history as something that just happened and is ended, but rather we're remembering realities of history that God still is working out today in us as we make the step in faith to yield to the Lord. Now, the Lord tells us in the gospel today how to preach this gospel. He tells the apostles to preach that repentance for the forgiveness of sins that will be preached in his name to all nations. And this is what we need to hear, therefore, in the preaching of the gospel, is a call to our repentance. And the only way that is going to work is if we have humility to realize that we are sinners and we need to repent. And this is something very practical, very real. I need to open my life to the Lord, receive the Holy Spirit, and allow Him to show me the reality of my own sin so that He can work freely in my life to do what He wants to do as He sanctifies. And this is what we all need most of all. To open to the Lord and seek repentance by hearing the Word of God being preached, the repentance, the call to a new everlasting life in the Lord. And again, therefore, our experience of coming into Christ after baptism is not just saying, maybe I need a little improvement here and there, like if I'm just kind of almost perfect and I'm just fine-tuning. But the Lord is calling us to much more than that. The Lord is calling us to repentance, forgiveness of our sins, and new everlasting life. And the more we're open to this experience, the more we're going to grow in holiness. And perhaps we immediately think, oh, this might be good for somebody else that I'm thinking about. But also, it is important for you and for me who are here now, listening to the Word. So let us beg the Lord to show us today, Lord, in what ways do you want to bring me to repentance of attitudes, of ways of thinking and behaving that are still in the darkness of the world, in the rebelliousness against the Lord, so that we come into this union that God brought about through His death, resurrection, and ascension to heaven. As we do this, we think about and we anticipate Pentecost, which is coming next week. Again, Pentecost is not just another liturgical Sunday that we just come to Mass, but we expect through that encounter of Pentecost to really happen to us. We are a living church with a living God, performing His marvels today as He has done in other times. And through faith, we come to this experience. Pentecost is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon all of us, making us capable to go forth and witness to the world, clothed with power, in the power of the Holy Spirit. This is our inheritance. So the ascension is not a farewell, Jesus going away, but rather is Jesus having completed His mission on earth, now going to heaven as our head, and we as the body connected with the head, participating now of the life of heaven, even though we are still encountering sufferings and tribulations as he did. But now we have power to be able to overcome through the sufferings. And nothing in this world can keep us away from God except ourselves. That is why in the responsorial psalm today, we responded, God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. The ascension is really also the enthronization of Jesus as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, majestic, triumphant over sin and death, ruling over a people who are faithful to him, that are abiding in him in obedience, in complete trust to him, and therefore sharing his divine life already now in unity with those who are already triumphant in heaven, the saints, and filled with hope that where Jesus went, our head, we too hope to follow. So this is not our permanent state. We are, with our sights put in heaven, living out this new life here in earth, on earth, until we are all joined together with him, the fullness of the body of Christ, living triumphant in heaven.